Once I aspired to open my mind beyond this conditioned world. Now I mostly try to be at ease with my limitations. Am I mistargeting something important? I don't think so, you know, in the sense that I think there's a certain hubris of youth that and when we're younger and fired up with idealism and what we're going to do and what we're going to accomplish, and as we keep doing it, you realize, well, it's not as easy as we thought. It's not and sometimes it isn't even at all like we thought it. So that paying attention to what are the limitations? How do I? And I think that's why the Buddha is so skillful in using. Say like the Four Noble Truths as a way to look at our experience. He's not looking at it in an ideal way of focus on being liberated and enlightened, because what does that mean? Focus on what are the limitations? Where's the suffering? Where's the difficulty? Where's the rub? So that you're willing to work with that, and you say, well, and it's more like the Buddha being. Approaching it like a doctor, and looking at, well, where's the pain? Where is the particular illness displaying itself? And then you can start working with it, as opposed to setting up an ideal of what one thinks one should be gaining or getting or becoming.